Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is the 29th day of November, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I say this almost now at least once a week at the start of a broadcast. We have never had this much crazy news going on. And I talk about it a lot. Years ago, once or twice a year, I might say, it's never been this crazy. Now it's every week. And it's getting exponential, the quickening that we're all witnessing here. It's insane. We've got the WikiLeaks situation that is being called a global diplomatic meltdown by the New York Times, the London Guardian. We have North Korea threatening to start an all-out war. We've got China and Russia openly announcing last Wednesday that they're going to completely dump the dollar. We have all of this draconian legislation being rammed through in the United States to shut down farms and ranches and shut down any websites the government wants with no judge, no jury, no nothing, just unnamed bureaucrats with total Stalinist power. We've got giant banker bailouts being announced worldwide, not just in the U.S. We've got the White House announcing that they're going to freeze pay for federal workers for 2 years. Which sounds popular, but I want to go deeper, because remember, Gates is also, the Secretary of Defense, seeking to contain military health costs, cutting health care for troops. Here's another one. Remember going back to last year. Military update, Obama drops veterans insurance proposal, more showdowns loom. That's out of the Stars and Stripes. Remember wanting to make the troops buy their own insurance? The bankers need to have a tax put on them. They need to be indicted, the big mega six banks. They need to pay back the trillions they've stolen, and they won't tell Congress where it went. I'm all for government cuts. But you don't cut veterans' health care and things like that and lay off local police and then leave the bankers alone. This is insane. And all these big line Republicans like the governor of New Jersey and places that are being worshipped as these great trailblazers. If you really analyze what they're saying, it's never abolish the Federal Reserve. It's never arrest the banking cartel. It's never end the fractional reserve banking. It's never, you know, follow Ron Paul's constitutional plan. It's always just slash everything but raise the taxes to pay our entire GDP to the bankers like we're Nigeria or Argentina or Brazil. And the good news is in places like Brazil, they've kicked the bankers out so their economy's supercharged. If the Brazilians can kick them out like they did 10 years ago, we can kick these people out and say we're not paying this debt off. It's a fraud. Eat it, bankers. Now, they want a world government to enforce this. I mean, it's off the charts. We have TSA information off the charts. Total collapse by the TSA. I've got incredible information. 2 weeks ago, I barely mentioned it. Last week, I went crazy when a caller called in and said, have you read the official UN plan for forced relocation worldwide of populations? And I said, yes, I did read that. And I got mad at myself. Why hadn't I covered it? Well, I sent it to Watson and Steve Watson and Aaron Dykes and the crew a week ago, not blaming them. They're busy, too. I mean, it's like we're a batter with 100 baseballs coming at us. There's 100 Nolan Ryans out there throwing speedballs at 100 miles an hour at us, and we're just, I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just complete all-out globalist assault on every front. They are coming over the walls of the Alamo, and I'm just up here swinging my musket. I'm out of bullets. And the most of the public's on the fence. Now, the public is starting to wake up, but they're still sitting there on the fence, rubbing the sleep out of their eyes. Look, stick your head in the ice water, drink a gallon of black coffee, and get in on the field, man. We're being overrun here. The globalists are in full-scale assault mode right now. And yeah, they're smoking it on fire, but they're still running over the top of us because they've got the initiative. We're starting to get the initiative. It's time to get in the game and kick their butt. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Lord Christopher Monckton joining us coming up in an hour and a half, covering the United Nations summit that is kicking off just a few days down in Mexico. I happen to have the London Telegraph here in front of me. Cancun Climate Change Summit, scientists call for rationing in developed world. And off and on the last few weeks, I have read from the Special Climate Change Program 2009-2012 in Mexico. And some people got confused when I briefly covered this last week, and they thought I was talking about just Mexico. Worldwide, this is a global meeting about the whole world, okay? And they're saying everywhere in the world, they want to force you off your land and into zones where you're allowed to live, including forced relocation. Now, I'm going to get one of my writers, who again, who are all pinned down, having a huge effect, rewriting as many stories as they can on the deluge of critical intel coming in. The globalists have uncloaked themselves. They're at point-blank range, blasting us, and that's causing a lot of people to start to wake up. But not fast enough. The good news is the sleeping giant is starting to awaken. And this is the Telegraph reading the same report. I mean, it's a lengthy report. It's just the boil down is 11 pages. It links into over 500 pages where the real meat and potatoes are. And I've tried to read this. I'll be honest with you. I probably only read 100 pages of the full 400, 500 page report. And I've read the entire 11 page synopsis. And it's just all filled with total feudalism, pure evil. I mean, you've got stuff in here on page six. The second stage, strengthening strategic large-scale adaptation capacities. That means putting the control grid in, forcing you to shift. From 2013 to 2030 includes the priorities, attaining equilibrium between degradation, deforestation, they always claim they're trying to help you, and restoration, reforestation. The U.S. has more trees in it than it had 100 years ago. That's a fact. The Forest Service admits that. The adaptation implementation, a sustainable agriculture. You've seen the new bills in Congress where no dust is allowed to be released by a tractor, or there's huge fines. It's impossible. But then the big agribusiness, they get waivers. They're writing this. The eradication of measures that encourage environmental degradation, that just means total tyranny. They can claim anything they want's a degradation, and cause GHG emissions, greenhouse gas. Just shut down, eradicate any greenhouse gas. Well, you exhale it. As Bill Gates said, he wants to cut that. Wants to cut humans to lower carbon. The implementation of relocation programs for human settlements and infrastructure in high-risk areas, and the implementation of policies aimed at climate stability and sustainable development. See, relocation. Then you go into the connected documents, and it gets into forcing you out of your rural areas that they claim are sensitive, because you know it's bad for you to be in those areas that are for the animals, the rewilding. And we have all the federal documents. I covered this in 97 in my first film, where they openly admit over half the U.S. will be off limits. Over half of Mexico will be off limits. They've already begun this in many areas, where they put walls up on toll roads all the way up through Oklahoma into Kansas and Missouri, where for 30, 40, 50 miles you can't get off the road. There's ghost towns to both sides of you, shutting off the rural areas. It's economic warfare. And the McDonald's and gas stations are in the middle of the median every 20, 30 miles. You're not allowed to exit. And this is admittedly a control grid, and they're going to put these up nationwide with these toll roads and shut everything down and then tax you to fund the regional North American Union, Asian Union, EU Union governments through it. It's a total military takeover. The feds built the roads as a military system, the modern highway system, the interstate highway system, and now they're using it as a control grid. Side issue, I'm going to get into it more later. It's just, look, I've got WikiLeaks. I've got Homeland Security seizing domain names ahead of the new legislation they're trying to pass that openly allows them, no judge, no jury, to shut down any websites, any free speech they want. I've got TSA developments that are positive, that are off the charts. I've got Obama to freeze federal pay and to start cutting health care for troops. I want to tell you what's behind that, the overall austerity program. A lot of folks are like, well, aren't you for that? Yeah, after they rake back the trillions stolen by the big six banks and arrest those people and write off the debt to the foreign derivative speculators. That's 99% of this, literally. It's $1,500 trillion. That is completely dwarfs by more than 99%. Do the math. The trillions owed from federal workers and Social Security entitlements and all of this. Now, I'm against all that stuff because it was used to get us domesticated, and they took our money and stole it. But now that we're deep into this, you don't cut old ladies who are already almost eating dog food or deciding between food and medicine. You don't cut their chicken feed $600 a month on average that they paid into their whole life. You don't do that and then let the banker steal trillions. Oh, man, I'm getting mad. Same thing happening in Europe right now. That's why they're rioting. They're cutting their pensions. They're making them work more hours. They're taking everything they got. They're raising their taxes. And it's all going to the bankers. I got that news. I got the North Korea stuff. I've got incredible world economy news. I've got Iran news. It's just, it's all happening. And it's just going to get crazier from here on out. It's going to get more and more nuts. We are now inside the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you realize that. Every day I become more horrified that we were right about all of it, and it's worse than we even thought. In a way, we were wrong. It's worse than what I thought 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. As I've said a million times, it's one thing to intellectually know something. It's another thing to start living it and to know it. And if I could just take the knowledge I have and impart it to the average Joe, like a Vulcan mind meld or something, I don't believe in that, folks. It's an analogy. I'm just an average person who discovered the globalist plans 17 years ago, like millions of other people did, and I decided I was going to fight back. I wasn't going to roll over. And you, our listeners, our supporters, we are brothers and sisters together in this love of liberty and freedom. And I see the attacks on the liberty movement, those that understand the score. I see it intensifying on every front. And the dirty tricks against us behind the scenes are legion. And it actually gives me energy and is buoying and helps me really focus and understand just how serious our straits are, just how real this is. And that's the good news. It's not just Alex Jones who is having my will steeled or hardened, my commitment redoubled and emboldened in the face of this. I know the same thing is happening everywhere. Years ago, I might have gotten chills once a week on air when I talked about something. I'm getting chills constantly now. You can feel the quickening. You can feel this key battle between good and evil in the minutes before an intensification of the clash between corruption and good. You could feel the energy crackling in the air. And when I say in the minutes leading up to this, minutes in history are years. Whole decades can be the blinking of an eye. We are in such a critical time right now. Okay, let me try to refocus here because Lord Monckton's coming up. We're going to get into the relocation camps, the forced rationing, London Telegraph. It's all in this nightmare report. I mean, it's just so draconian. This is off the charts. I want to say it's the most draconian UN report, but that's not true. The 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment, ratified by the UN, openly says, you can't make this up, it's in Road to Tyranny, screenshots of it, you can go pull it up online, bring back human sacrifice and use wars and famine to depopulate. That's in the State Department Memorandum 200 by Henry Kissinger. He says use war, famine, IMF, World Bank money to government leaders to have forced sterilization and things like that. That's 73, declassified in 92. No wonder new listeners tune in and think I'm crazy. That is crazy what I just said, but I didn't say it. I didn't write it. They're nuts, okay? And just because something's over the top crazy, you better look into it, folks. You better find out it's real, okay? You think you're freaked out by this? I know why a lot of you are in denial, okay? Believe me, I'm always amazed. These people never cease to amaze me, just how bold they are. So that is coming up today. The WikiLeaks situation is incredible. The austerity announcements here in the U.S. are amazing. They're now really hitting. The TSA info is incredible. The Iran situation. The North Korea situation. The world economy situation. And then I've got a giant stack labeled urgent news, which is just all insane craziness. But we're going to cover it. When I come back from this quick break, I am going to burrow in and I am going to go through it all. And then I was out in East Texas visiting family this weekend. And I sat there yesterday morning with horror watching This Week on ABC. I have the 13-page transcript here with Christina Amanpour, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, Ted Turner. And in that hour-long program, they boiled it all down, what they're doing to us. It was so horrible, but packaged.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. Oh, man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She'll just sit there as the night grows still. She'll say, who gonna take away his license to kill?
We're back live. Let me just do this.
Now they take him.
In this short segment, then I'm going to come back and plow through each one of these in detail. Here's the type of North Korea news I have. North Korea warns region is on the brink of war. Associated Press. It doesn't matter. The United States and South Korea went ahead with the drill that is ongoing. U.S. South Korea launch war games. Intense Yellow Sea. Japan spots Chinese vessels near disputed islands, so that's being ratcheted up in the same general area. South Korea, U.S. conduct joint drill amid North Korea's threats of rockets. North Korea deploys SA-2 surface-to-air missiles near Yellow Sea border. Here's another headline. North Korea warns region on brink of war. Same similar headline. That's the information we have there. Continuing, WikiLeaks should be classed as a terrorist group, says leading congressman, as number 10 Downing Street warns of threat to national security. France says that they stand by U.S. for WikiLeaks cables. Going through this information, U.S. tries to contain damage from leaked documents. U.S. embassy cables leak sparks global diplomacy crisis. Of the tens of thousands of documents, it's got the king of Saudi Arabia demanding the U.S. start attacking Iran. It's just wild. WikiLeaks documents reveal sensitive U.S. cables. The superpowers' view of the world, Der Spiegel. WikiLeaks release State Department reports. Documents reveal China's role in shipments of nukes to Iran. That's a deceptive headline. It means components for the reactors. Julian Assange is testing Barack Obama over drip-drip WikiLeaks release. This is more like tidal wave release. WikiLeaks cable from Secretary of Defense, Russia democracy has disappeared. Here's another one. U.S. diplomats told to spy on other countries at United Nations. Cables obtained by WikiLeaks shine light into secret diplomatic channels. New York Times. Here's the big one. Saudi Arabia urges U.S. attack on Iran to stop nuclear program. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia has repeatedly urged the United States to attack Iran to destroy its nuclear program, according to leaked U.S. diplomatic cables that described how other Arab allies have secretly agitated for military action against Tehran. We're going to be covering that more later. I'm just going through it, some of it right now. Senators are saying prosecute WikiLeaks. How 250,000 U.S. Embassy cables were leaked from a fake Lady Gaga CD to a thumb drive that is a pocket-sized bombshell, the biggest intelligence leak in history. State Department's warning WikiLeaks. They're telling WikiLeaks that its plans to publish even more will hurt countless individuals. It goes on and on and on that front. And that integrates in with this incredible report. Homeland Security seizes domain names. And they just do it because they feel like it. The investigative arm of the Homeland Security Department appears to be shutting down websites that facilitate copyright infringement. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the folks that won't arrest illegal aliens, has seized dozens of domain names over the past few days, according to Torrent Freak. ICE appears to be targeting sites that help internet users download copyrighted music, as well as sites that sell bootleg goods. Well, if they can prove that somebody's selling bootleg stuff, purses or CDs, that's fine. But to go into sites that are message boards with people communicating with each other, the government can then just have Cash Sunstein's guys, who he's called for, go on your site, post some link, and boom, you're gone on your message board. They're ignoring the DMCA federal and international law where you're supposed to file and give the people a chance to remove it. Very dangerous. And again, here's Wired Magazine's take on it. Web censorship bill sails through Senate committee. They're trying to pass it this week now in the full House. And this piece of legislation states that the Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeiters Act, no judge, no jury, no nothing, the Justice Department or their designates can just seize any site they wish. And now they're already doing it without a law. Very, very dangerous. I'm going to come back and get into austerity and how this ties into the globalist takeover, cutting the veterans' health care, and a lot more. That is coming up. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, if you watch my film, The Obama Deception, now out for over a year and a half, you notice we lay out that, okay, Obama's got a 70-something percent approval rating. It's going to implode. He's going to be demonized and blamed for everything that's happened. Obama is bad, but he's only a mid-level front man, a lieutenant, a teleprompter reader. Just like George W. Bush, they want you to blame it all on Obama so they can put in their next fake right-wing leadership to try to pacify conservatives in this country. And then 4 years to 8 years later, they'll be blamed for everything and the next group of puppets will be brought in. This is very elementary, and I know our listeners understand this in depth, many of you better than I. The general public is just now starting to get this. That's why generally it took about 4 years historically. If you looked at the political landscape and the sociology of not just this country but other nations, it took 4 years, 6 years, 8 years for people to figure out if somebody was a scammer. Now it takes months for a politician that doesn't deliver on what the population wants and what is fair and what is constitutional. It takes months for people to wake up. And that's why the system is so scared right now and trying to sew up their police state grid, because now they know they can't just flim-flam you and bamboozle all of us with their bait and switch, their tag team operation. So they're accelerating the Iron Fist takeover. They are removing the velvet glove. They're trying to accelerate the economic collapse while telling you that it hasn't happened. They're trying to start wars that will be used as a political distraction. They're doing a lot of things. But what did I go crazy about last Tuesday here on air? It was that Reuters article. And in the Reuters article, they had government officials, servants in Ireland saying, we believe foreign banks should own and run Ireland. And this is the solution to our mismanagement. JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, international subsidiaries, Wells Fargo, Citibank, you know, the usual suspects, Bank of England, they engineered the whole thing. They sold the derivatives to Ireland. And then they bald-faced come out and say, in the news, foreign banks should own Irish banks. In fact, guys, I forget the headline. Will you search Reuters? Foreign banks should own Irish banks, and that will pull it up. I forget the exact headline. It'll pop in my head in a minute. The point is, I don't want to just make that claim and not show it to you again here on PrisonPlanet.tv and for radio listeners. I want to give it to you because that will just show you how they're now out in the open with this, just like they did Argentina, just like they did countless other nations. So they come in. Over several decades, they get people on welfare. They get people dependent. They take people's paychecks and take part of it. And they invest into a government pension. So now you basically feel reliant on them. Now you're dependent. And they found a BBC, not a Reuters. We put it back up for me. Go ahead and print that. Or is that Reuters at BBC? Pop that back up. It says Irish Republic banks for sale. The Republic of Ireland's top banks, bailed out by the government at huge cost during the downturn, should be sold, the head of the country's central bank has said. As far as I'm concerned, they're for sale. The Irish government, yeah, that's the same guy. Does he go on in there? And I guess they've got the same quote where he says foreign banks should own us. That's the guy, but it's from Reuters. It's got his disgusting quote. You know, he's the head swindler there in Ireland, meant to now transfer fully Ireland to not the British, not some foreign government, not even the EU, but to the private IMF and World Bank. Yeah, there it is. I've been an advocate for many years of the value of small countries to have foreign owners of their banks. I mean, yeah, that's it. On BBC as well has got his quotes. Print that for me. I mean, this is brazen. I saw a YouTube video somebody posted where I flipped out about this last week and kind of yelled a little bit. People said, this guy's nuts. He shouldn't be getting angry. Folks, it's a normal response to see the banking head of Ireland, who openly, you know, they were told, oh, Ireland's this big boom economy. Oh, they're going into deep debt. Oh, they're buying derivatives. Oh, they're unstoppable. Oh, Irish, vote for EU entry. The Irish say no, so they bring it back. Oh, your economy's going to be great. They bring them under EU control, so they've signed a treaty to agree to go under foreign banking ownership. The EU is just the governmental receivership arm. And now they go under EU control just a few months ago, and boom, oh my God, your economy's dead. We've got to raise your taxes. We've got to cut your pensions. We've got to totally take over every facet of your society. Now, what did we cover in the Obama deception? Put out, what, 20 months ago? Yeah, 20 months ago. And we lay out that these bailouts aren't bailouts. These are banker takeovers. We show where in Europe and the U.S. and Canada and every other country these people run, it gives them unlimited funds. No one can know where the money went. It shows the bankers in Europe and the U.S. saying, we won't tell the parliaments and Congress where the money went. Just, again, brazen, naked, criminal bank robbery in front of you. But they're wearing fancy suits and they got bald heads and they speak with distinguished, you know, manners, and so they must be good guys. You know, Ted Bundy talked nice to the young ladies when he get them in his car. He wore a suit too. But If the American psycho's wearing a suit, ladies, get in the car with him. America, get in the car with him. I mean, again, this is total crime out in the open. And we told you in the Obama deception, that's why this film is evergreen. It's more important now than 20 months ago when I raced to release it, when the FBI showed up here trying to shut it down, when I was getting death threats every day before it came out. Because they know I know. And they know the films are measured and focused and slick compared to the show where I just let it all hang out. They're scared of them. It's been seen over 30 million times. They got a reason to be scared. 30 million times for free online. You bet they're scared. And again, because the film lays out the austerity. What would happen 2 years after in the U.S.? How it would start in Ireland and Portugal and Greece. We name the countries with the economist we interview, Tarpling and others. Gerald Celente. George Humphrey, economist. We lay it all out in the film how it's planned. How do we know? 2002, the IMF and World Bank documents get leaked. The BBC publishes them. I go into red alert mode for years warning you. Again, they've told us what they're going to do. So what you see happening in Ireland, as I've been telling you the last few months, is going to spread to Greece. It's going to spread to Portugal. It's going to intensify. Spain, then France, then England, then Germany. Well, guess what? It's in the news today that Germany is in danger of total collapse. Of course, that's how this is designed. They hold you hostage. Give us more. Give us more money. Give us more power. Give us your infrastructure. Give us your highways. Give us your waterways. Give us your parkland. Give us the 600-plus Greek islands. And then they publicly give islands worth billions apiece. There's hundreds of islands around Greece. To the private bankers. They don't just give them to the banks. They give them to the heads of the banks. Oh, this head banker's owed $3 billion by Greece. He's now being given this island. And it's some giant island with lavish government buildings all over it. I mean, now we openly give, we're so conquered by these crooks that the islands are given to them? I read the legislative reports out of Congress and out of Kentucky when they did investigations in the mid-90s about how the UN openly was taking over parkland and buffer zones, not just in the U.S., but in every major nation as collateral on the global debt. Why do you think the Chinese have been given almost all the major ports along with the Arabs and the infrastructure and the roads and the oil fields in Texas? I was talking to Mike Hansen down in Gonzales County, down there where he lives now. He just said there's Chinese everywhere and just huge drilling rigs. They just own everything. I mean, it's a complete joke. It was in the Houston Chronicle. Just one lease they did was 600,000 acres a few weeks ago. Because they got all our money. Because we were set up by the globalists. The globalists in the 70s made the decision to move their base of operations to China. Now we're being demonized with all the WikiLeaks information. America's being blamed for all the evils of the world. And yes, we've been the engine of it. We've been the evil, mind-controlled robot carrying it out. But the globalists are offshore. See how they've set all this up? Exactly as we've laid out. And so we told you this is now coming to the United States, and now that's in the Wall Street Journal today and the New York Times on Sunday. That is the U.S. next. And now the announcements are being made. First, they start laying off 20%, 40%, 60% in some counties, the sheriff's deputies. Then the police start announcing in Oakland and other cities, we won't respond to regular crime, home invasions, cars being stolen. Remember all those dozens and dozens? What was the headline? 30 crimes they won't respond to in Oakland. That was what the MSNBC headline, if I go for memory serves. Let's check my memory. Just like we just checked that head of the Irish banking system, the government minion. And I read the quote and it was exactly as I said. Let's pull up crimes Oakland police won't respond to. That should pull it up. I mean, you're talking about muggings. You're talking about everything. But here's the deal. In many cities, they're not laying off cops. They're hiring more, but admitting, I saw a story out of Ohio where they said, oh, there'll be three sheriffs out of the 44 in the county. Three sheriff's deputies, one per shift, will be for robberies or for car wrecks, and all the rest will be for revenue generation. That's what this is, just a hellish world with armed government bureaucrats there to do nothing but suck off of us and not help us. My memory fails these days, folks. I'm sorry, 44 situations that his officers will no longer respond to. See, I'm sorry. People always accuse me of exaggerating, and it's almost always the opposite. It's 44. The police chief gave a press conference. Go back up to the top. Was my memory right about that being MSNBC? I was right about that. Bingo. All right, at least I got that right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The issue here is this is austerity. This is the total takeover of society. And they're going to cut off everything because that's in the IMF World Bank leaked documents. That they want to make everything fall apart so lawlessness increases. Everything falls apart. Then they come in with even more control. Argentina, just 80 years ago, was more wealthy on average than the United States. It was the richest country in this hemisphere. As rich as an Argentine was the saying. Now Ted Anderson went down there last year on his honeymoon, and he said that it's not like American homeless who are generally mentally ill or drunks or drug addicts, but that it was good-looking families with children living in doorways everywhere. I mean, remember the Washington Post in 2001 described what the writer saw just 1 week into the collapse engineered by the IMF and World Bank, that an 18-wheeler pulling a cattle tumped over. There was plenty of food, but nobody had money to buy it. And the 18, because they shut the banks down and took everybody's bank accounts. And the 18-wheeler tumped over, and people like zombies in business suits, you name it, dirty, with dirty faces, ran out and with knives were slicing blobs off the dead cattle, gobbling raw meat like hungry wolves. The jewel of South America, Argentina, turned into a cesspit of crime and murder and degradation in a matter of days, never reemerging a decade later. That's what the bankers will do. You understand that? They will give you no quarter. They'll hang out in London and Switzerland and Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and they'll hang out in Tel Aviv, Israel, and they'll hang out in Tokyo, and they'll hang out in Beijing, they'll hang out in Paris, you know, living in their $50 million apartments and their $400 million palaces, laughing at you the entire time. They love it. They hate you. They're ruthless. They're Ponzi scam artists whose families have taken over this world through fraud. And now it's coming to the U.S., and they've got all these Republicans, like the governor of New Jersey, who they sell like he's the second coming of Christ because he's cutting infrastructure. He's cutting government pay. All of that would be fine if we were trying to get out from under these globalists. But that's, again, of the 1.5, and it's grown in the last year since we did the breakdown with multiple economists. Even, again, the Washington Post admits 600-plus trillion. But it's more like 1.5 quadrillion. Impossible black hole, hundreds and hundreds of times, all the real assets in the world, impossible to pay back, designed to be a black hole you can't get out of, that I can't get out of. They know exactly what they're doing. And so they're announcing they're going to cut the veterans' pensions. They're going to cut the veterans' health care. This is all mainstream news today. They are going to cut and freeze. First they're going to freeze, then cut federal workers. Now, even though federal workers, a lot of them are lazy, pig-like, Obama doubled the amount in the last year and a half that are paid over $150,000. Even though it's bloated and out of control, at least those people get the paycheck and put their kids in school, go to the mall, buy cars, pay the lawn guy. That's some money that hits the economy, not these offshore bankers that get the trillions. So they're going to focus in on a small piece of the puzzle. Oh, it's a big piece on budget, but not on the comprehensive annual financial report, state, federal, local. Not the commitments that have been made, not the 1.5 quadrillion. They're going to talk about a few trillion over here. 14 trillion or whatever that's currently owed. Most of that to the bankers as well. Not just the leveraged 1,500 plus trill. See, they're talking about 14 trill. Folks, it's 1.5. It's 1,500 trillion. Comprende? Folks, comprehend that. There is no paying it back. That's why every time there's a, quote, bailout of a country, it only gets worse a few months later. Because this is a designed process. They go, you want your pension funds, don't you? We're going to cut them, but you better let us raise taxes and have austerity, or you won't get anything. Instead of just arresting these people and setting up real monetary systems and writing off the debt to these private bankers that engage in fraud. You do that or it's over. Now what's been announced today? White House official, Obama to freeze pay for federal workers for 2 years. New York Times, Gates seeking to contain military health cost. Secretary of Defense wants to cut pensions and health care. Remember this? Last year, Stars and Stripes, military update, Obama drops veterans insurance proposal. More showdowns. Remember, he already tried to make veterans pay for their own insurance. Folks, that's chicken feed. Giving them their health care, and it's already horrible. Get ready. So now they're announcing that they're going to cut the military's pensions and their health care. They already, at many VA hospitals, treat the veterans like animals. They literally rot to death in many cases of bed sores, gangrene. There have been cases all over the country where flies go into the veterans' nostrils, into their sinus, and lay eggs. The maggots then have a meal of their brain. That's happened in Virginia. It's happened in Kansas. You think I'm joking? Just search veteran dies from flies laying eggs in sinus. You can't make this stuff up. So that's where it's all going. Your taxes are going to go up, and then you are going to pay more money to the government. And you're going to get less back. And that's all being announced in the news today. And later in the next hour, I want to get into this. Yesterday, I ended up watching, I rarely watch mainline television, I ended up watching an hour-long program, ABC News This Week. You can just Google This Week transcript, The Giving Pledge. And it is a softball worship piece of complete deception. And then I noticed all the ads for upcoming ABC shows were like how to destroy the family, how the family's bad, just all pro-globalist. But I watched it, and it was just unbelievable. They proposed national compulsory service in the piece, Ted Turner did, that you have to go out and work for the government in the streets as a slave. But it started with Warren Buffett only pays 14% tax. Well, yeah, because he's a billionaire. They wrote the laws. But if you're making $200,000 a year, you're paying really about 40%. They say it's 35%. And then that's not counting the Social Security tax and all the rest of it and all the other taxes. And now the feds are proposing sales taxes, VAT, carbon taxes. I mean, California's already passed it. Austin's passed it. They're doing it city by city. And here they have Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner, Warren Buffett, and I researched this back in 1997 when Ted Turner said he was given $1 billion. What he did was take all his wealth, put it tax-free, or a large portion of his wealth. He's the biggest landowner in the world, private landowner, outside of royalty. Biggest landowner in the U.S., bar none. He took $1 billion and put it tax-free. And then now the money operates in perpetuity tax-free, and he only takes the, quote, profit from it. This is on record. This is what the robber barons did in 1906 with the Sherman Antitrust Act. They promoted it like the robber baron families were against it, but just like they promoted it like they were against the Federal Reserve Act of a few years later, they later admitted they'd actually written it. And so the Rockefeller, the Carnegie, the Ford, all the big money went tax-free. And what do they all promote? Globalism, socialism, collectivism. Because the ultra-rich want to collectivize the grassroots wealth, shut down the middle class, so no one can challenge their monopoly of power. That's what all of this is about. It's what the Farming and Ranching Food Safety Act is about. Written by Big Agra to shut down locals. It's what all of this online censorship is about, to shut down alternative media, kicking the mainline media's hind end. All of it is about monopoly. But they admit it. Yeah, we want one. I mean, they admit eugenics in here, but all soft-soaped, whitewashed for the public. It was incredible. So here are some of the supposedly richest people in America. They're just front operatives. Like when J.P. Morgan died, it turned out he was worth almost nothing. He was a front for the Bank of England. What did the London Telegraph and BBC report a few years ago? When Putin kept arresting oligarchs who were worth tens of billions, it would turn out they were worth a few million, and it was all the Rothschilds in England that owned Russia. I mean, it's the same thing. These are just front people giving their money to the foundations.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So it's now here, the austerity. The taxes go up, local, state, federal, but your pension funds are going to be cut, your dollar is being devalued, and the lion's share of the money will go to the offshore banks who invented the fraud. Meanwhile, the Border Patrol has been ordered to stay 10 miles back from the border, at least in Arizona, we've confirmed. That's Cyber News Service. But don't worry, one of their internal checkpoints, many, many, many miles from the Texas-Mexico border, they had an internal checkpoint, and they pulled over Willie Nelson over the weekend and said, Willie Nelson, we're going to search you, and found some marijuana and took him to jail. Willie Nelson, who publicly smokes marijuana. So don't worry, the bankers get to rob trillions. They get to have the troops use DU that's going to give them cancer on record and has, and 15 times the birth defects in Fallujah and other Iraqi cities. But that's not a crime. Let's take Willie Nelson to jail. Meanwhile, here's another one. Man charged for covering head during police beating. This is out of Raw Story. Man charged for covering head during police beating. A Miami man whose beating at the hands of police was captured on cell phone video has been charged resisting arrest without violence. A charge his lawyer says came from nothing more than the man's attempts to cover his head from the blows. Oh, I've seen a police dog chewing on someone and the cops laughing. Was it Farrell Montgomery's case? We had the police video of it. He didn't do anything. They just released the dog on him, and he kind of pushed away, and they tried to charge him with resisting the officer and the dog. So, yeah, no. A 21-year-old youth center worker said he was doing nothing wrong when police arrested him during a brawl in Miami's Coconut Grove neighborhood on Halloween, according to the lawyer. Cell phone footage of the incident shows police officers hitting him five times on or near his head. Miami police launched an investigation into the two officers' actions after the video appeared on local news stations. But they're going ahead with charges against him for covering his head. We're going to punch you. We're going to billy club you. And if you cover your head, or if you push the police dog off, we're going to charge you. Look, we got prisons to fill. I haven't gotten into the situation on the West Coast yet with the clear patsy, but it's always the same story. You get some lunatic, Muslim extremist lunatic, and they do exist, complete idiot, a Somali, and for months they help him cook the bomb, set him up, the target's the Christmas tree. Well, that's a good PR stunt for real Muslim terrorists. I mean, give me a break. Yeah, never a military target, never a globalist target, never the UN, never an actual controller. But no, it's always airline passengers, who are the real target of the police state. See, the globalists target their targets, we the people. They always target the general population because they want to clamp down on us and sell the delusional lie that there's all these terrorists. It's the same thing with the Christmas Day attack. It's the same thing with all of these events, the Fort Hood shooting, the shoe bomber, all of them, the Times Square, it's always Anwar al-Awlaki, who was, again, admitted CIA connections, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army 2 months after 9/11 when he's on the news as number three in al-Qaeda. There's the InfoWars.com headline, Clueless Patsy Set Up by FBI and Christmas Tree Bombing Plot. I know you guys printed that for me, but in my stacks, I've lost it. Just print it again. Thank you. I want to go over that. I want to get into the WikiLeaks situation, the North Korea situation, finish up with what's happening with the economy first, then the good news on the TSA front. Very good news on that front. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Our sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with the economy, this is austerity. And when they tell you austerity, it isn't for the mega banking families, the royal families, the Rockefellers, the ancestors of the robber barons who set up the Sherman Antitrust Act to actually make their money tax-free in foundations. Just like they broke Standard Oil into 12 and then 14 different companies, but the Rockefellers still get the lion's share of the money. You can search the ExxonMobil minutes from just 2 years ago and on the board and see David Rockefeller there telling Rex Tillerson what to do and to get behind promoting man-made global warming. That was mainstream news. So they are now openly going to butcher this country seven ways to Sunday. And we've got to stand up and say no. Now, again, they're having the neocons come out and cut government employees' pay, and the government's a bunch of parasites on average, and they think of us as their food, and at many levels, I like it. But I'm smarter than that. No, I don't want the government employees' pay cut. I don't want Social Security COLAs frozen. I don't want that to happen because that will further shut down our economy. A tiny fraction of your tax money goes to actually pay for the welfare system. 1.5 quadrillion goes to the offshore banks. It's impossible to pay back. If you don't deal with them, I mean, here's the analogy. Both your legs are chopped off, blood spraying out, you're going into shock. If a tourniquet isn't put on it immediately, we will bleed to death. Now, we've got a tiny paper cut on our finger, and the government's saying they're going to put a Band-Aid on that. That's how big this Ponzi scheme is. Now, the domestication, the big government system is bad because they've got people dependent on this fraction. What, about half of the $14 trillion that's owed, they say, currently, but the real debt's $1.5 quadrillion globally? They've got us bamboozled into we better stay in the system. We better go along with it. We better stay here in the casino and keep spending money we don't have to get out of it when it's mathematically impossible to do it. And now in Greece, in Portugal, in Spain, in Ireland, and now in the United States, they are announcing foreign banks to own everything. BBC, also in Reuters, quoting him last week, the Republic of Ireland's top banks bailed out by the government at huge cost during the downturn. The government is just a receivership arm of the private mega six banks, should be sold. The head of the country's central bank has said, Patrick Honohan said, and as far as I'm concerned, they are for sale. The Irish government will outline plans to reform the banking sector. See, it's always more reforms, into which it has pumped 45 billion euros or $61 billion, 38 billion pounds. It is getting a European Union-led bailout that totaled 90 billion euros. Remember, up just 6 months ago, Ireland's great. Ireland's wonderful. Globalism's been good for them. Come into the EU plan, pass a law, let the vampires in, agree to let us take your country into receivership under this EU plan if you don't ever pay these bills. Boom. You sign the agreement. And it's like in The Little Mermaid. When The Little Mermaid signs the deal with the Sea Witch, she's got Flotsam and Jetsam, her two eels, the IMF and World Bank, and she laughs and goes, I've got you now, you're my slave. The Irish, and the statistics show that they actually stole the election. They voted it down the first time, they fixed the election, it narrowly passed the second time. Ireland, anybody in your government that says foreign banks should own you is a traitor. Same thing for Greece, same thing for the United States. The Irish government will outline plans to reform the banking sector, into which it has pumped 45 billion euros. It's getting a European Union-led bailout that may total 90 billion euros. The International Monetary Fund will also contribute to the rescue package. Mr. Honohan described the EU and the IMF funding as a kind of backstop for the banking system. And they take German, they take Dutch, they take British, they take French, they take U.S. taxpayer money. They then go out and loan it to countries who've signed on to a mathematical equation to offshore private banks it's impossible to pay back. And then now they're in the news today, and I've got it in my stack, announcing Germany may collapse, the U.S. may collapse. Who's next? Is it England? Is it Portugal? Is it Spain? And you watch, they're telling the Canadians right now, who are about a year behind on all this, oh, you're doing great because you're globalist. And their prime minister says, we've got to be part of globalism and give up our sovereignty if we want an economy. That's how they hold you hostage. I know I'm spending a lot of time on this, and Lord Monckton's coming up. There's a tube strike in England. He was unable to get to his office. He'll be joining us from the streets of London via cell phone. That should be interesting. We really appreciate Lord Monckton. His wife just called us. So it goes on. Stock markets around the world fell as a result of fears both of the bailout, not a bailout, it's a financial takeover, may not resolve the Republic's debt crisis. Of course it won't. People can look at the math. They go, they'll be deeper in. That's the plan. And that other countries with high budget deficits may be forced to ask for assistance. Forced disposal. Among the stocks hit hardest were Bank of Ireland, which slumped 27%, which again, the globalists like. And now when they do borrow more money, it's a higher interest rate. Impossible. Impossible to pay back. I've been an advocate for years of the value for small countries to have foreign owners for their banks, because the risk is carried by the foreign owners, who make it up out of nothing and who leave us with the bill. See, they're done gobbling up Argentina and Brazil and Nigeria and other third world nations. They're done gobbling up Eastern Europe 2 years ago. Now they've moved on to Greece and Ireland, then to Portugal, then to Spain, then to England, then to Germany, then to France. Gobble, gobble, gobble. They're just going down the line. What have I been telling you since 2002? That the IMF and World Bank are going to target Western nations. That's in the docs. They're telling you they're coming. For 8 years, I've been going, red alert, here's their battle plan. It's a whole chapter in my book, Descent into Tyranny. Now out of print, it's at PrisonPlanet.tv, an e-member version. And it just goes into, they are saying they're going to, quote, cut the Irish economy while increasing taxes and cutting pensions. And every time a nation starts going down, I hear all the fake conservative pundits going, look at those liberals. Their socialism didn't work. It wasn't socialism in Ireland. This isn't socialism. This is fascism. And I don't like socialism because it doesn't exist. The globalists design it. They promote it. The mega rich want your money, and they will build a big government to steal it. I know I'm ranting. I mean, they're announcing, again, they want to make veterans from grunts up to officers buy their own insurance. They signed a deal 11 years ago with Prudential, with the VA, to steal the death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans from World War II through the current war. That's Bloomberg AP. They are announcing they're going to freeze federal paychecks. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to make the Fed squeeze even tighter for taxes, because now their employees really think they're in trouble, when that is a tiny fraction of the overall money. What about the bankers? What about going after them? Here's the New York Times. Gates seeking to contain military health costs. You know, the headline should be, Gates moves towards cutting military pensions, cutting military health care. It's all in the article. You know what? I've looked at the math. If we get rid of this fractional reserve banking system and don't pay these bankers all these trillions, we're not going to have this problem. But I do think the government's out of control. The big government was created to rob us, so we've got to cut the size of it. Don't get me wrong, but listen, deal with the banksters first. Don't let them bring in austerity. Raise our taxes so that almost all the money goes to them. Get the word out to the military. Get the word out to the veterans. Explain to them what's happening. Why do you think Homeland Security internally says their number one enemy is veterans? That's a fact. MIAC Homeland Security reports of over a year ago. 95% of it is for patriots. They're doing this because they have assessed you. They know that when they try to raise the taxes on your little farm so much you can't pay it, that you're going to go postal. You're going to go postal on the people that come and try to take your farm. Oh, maybe only 1 out of 10 are going to do it, but they know it's the vets that are going to do it. And if 1 out of 10 of millions of family farms fight, it's over. So they're spying on you. They're watching you. They profiled you. And they've all, even little towns, have created huge SWAT teams and are training them to go after you. They federalized them. This is a secret police total takeover. This is the real deal. The real deal. This is toe-to-toe, face down with pure evil. The average cop is dumbed down just like the general public. We got to reach out to these men and women now and explain all this to them and say, listen, do you really want to be part of this? I mean, do you really? Because when they're done with you, when they're done using you after the public, they're going to take your pension fund. They're going to take your brother's farm. They're going to take your mama's farm.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We can put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. 70% of subway travel shut down right now in London. Almost every tube line, parts suspended or delayed, with around 70 stations closed across the network. Lord Monckton's trying to get back to his office to come on with us from work. And he's shut down, so he'll be joining us from some, I guess, the side of the road or down in a tube station in England. But his information is always very informative. We've got key intel on that front coming up. I did want to just spend a few minutes reminding folks that the public is ready to be awakened now like they've never been. Folks now know things are serious. And even the New York Times admits that this is one of the biggest stories in recent history with the TSA. I'm going to get to that later. And they're very angry about it. And it's admitted by many websites and publications that we initiated it. Our audience did. Drudge picked it up. It's over 20 days he's carried our articles continually. We're up there today with key intel. And it shows the power that we have. And the TSA, and I confirm this because Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew were flying back from interviewing Russell Means through Denver, where just a month ago, my employee Michelle, her and her two daughters were molested, is the only word, by the TSA. That's when it first broke on Drudge. None of the scanners were going. No one was even being frisked that they saw. So so there wouldn't be a rebellion, and so the power of the people couldn't be demonstrated, they just shut it down. So that's coming up. I want to talk about that. But before we go any further, that's why it's important that you go to InfoWars.com on the online video bookstore and that you buy the T-shirts, which are walking billboards for liberties, the ball caps, the bumper stickers, the ballpoint pens with InfoWars.com on them. Every person you reach out to and tell about the sites where they can get this key information every day is a mine that we're unlocking. PrisonPlanet.tv. Every Christmas, we offer 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a lot of new exclusive video interviews, never before seen, going up this week. A whole bunch have gone up the last few weeks. You get the higher quality podcast of this show, commercial free. You get my book, Paul Watson's book, they're both out of print. You get expanded extras from all my films in super high quality, countless other films that great filmmakers have authorized us and asked us to post at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's all there. Any subject you want, you can go there, burn disc, give it to your friends and family. My TV shows, my films, everything we've done, you can get the word out to people. And your $5.95 a month, if you do a trial membership, that's what funds us. We're not funded by the big foundations. We're not funded by George Soros. We're under continual dirty trick attacks, as many of you know, that we don't even try to give attention to. It's just ongoing. And that lets us know, as the World War II fighter bomber crews stated, if you're not getting flack, you're not over the target. We are always getting flack from the mainstream media, the COINTELPRO, the big foundations, George Soros crowd, because we're effective. George Soros attacks 5 people, and I'm one of them, chief among them. Why is that? Because we understand their austerity agenda. We know what they're doing. So please get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. You can share your passcode with 6 friends. Make sure the people you trust with your passcode or, you know, just buy them another account, make a passcode for it, and give it to them in an e-card. But your financial support makes everything we do here possible. That's how we're finishing the new TV studio. That's how we're putting in the green screen room. That's how we're buying better computers, better graphics equipment, hiring more people. We're doing it because of you in the face of this ongoing globalist takeover. So PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up for a yearly membership, pay for 6.7 months, and get 5.3 months free. That's what the discount comes out to. It's basically what, almost like a 40% discount or so? What's 5.3 months? I guess that's more than a 40% discount. At PrisonPlanet.tv, and I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. This April coming up, it'll be 7 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. And we updated it a few years ago. We're getting ready to update it again. We're working on adding a lot of new features to it. PrisonPlanet.tv. But it is such a great place to get the information, a library of key intel. And then, of course, our listeners take the information from PrisonPlanet.tv and put it on the BitTorrents, on YouTube, where we've reached over 200 million people just in the last 2 years alone, just on YouTube. That's conservative, just on our channels. What is it, 75 million people we've reached just on one channel on YouTube? 75 million views on one channel. We've got 8. I mean, think about what we're doing together. This is so exciting. PrisonPlanet.tv. Give it as a Christmas gift or a holiday gift today. PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll free. We've got discounts right now where you can get 5 of my films for $24, $24.95. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. We've only got him for about 25 minutes. He's going to join us for a full hour from Cancun next week, where they're having this UN meeting, just as important as the Copenhagen event that was blown to bits politically by the leaking of the emails from East Anglia. Now a cascade of frauds has come out since then. He's only joining us for 25 minutes because he's been delayed He is the deputy leader of the UK Independence Party, Lord Christopher Monckton. He's got to go to one of their events. So he's got to leave us early because of the tube strikes that hit London with around 70% of the stations closed around the network. But he joins us to briefly, in hindsight, recap what happened last year, what's happened since then, and how important this new meeting is for the global neo-feudalistic socialist takeover of all infrastructure is that we face. And then I want to talk to Lord Monckton after he gives us a quick briefing on this about the special climate change program to be discussed in Mexico. Executive summary, it actually states forced relocation of populations basically into work zones. So this is off the charts. Meanwhile, the Telegraph reports today, Cancun Climate Change Summit, scientists call for rationing in developed world. So this is real concentration camp type control. We've had a lot of their top leaders openly say that they are green Nazis in their own words, that they want authoritarianism. You cannot overstate how wicked they are. Lord Christopher Monckton of Science and publicpolicy.org is the third Viscount of Monckton and Brenchley, and he really needs no introduction here. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, Alex, as always, it's a great pleasure to be with you. And yes, you've just given a very good summary of some of the things that the usual suspects are trying to cook up at Cancun. And you will have seen over the last few weeks a certain amount of propaganda about how nobody expects very much of a result, etc., etc. They're talking it down, whereas they talked up Copenhagen. Well, they talked up Copenhagen, which was the climate conference this time last year, again intended to establish a world government treaty. That one failed utterly. So now they're trying to pretend that nothing very much is going to happen, when in fact they've been very quietly over the last year drafting an extremely detailed treaty under the supervision of the German government. There have been several meetings in Bonn, and so now they're ready to put that treaty to the leaders of the world and try to persuade them that they should back this treaty and go along with it. So Cancun could yet be the moment at which world government finally comes into place. And you're quite right, in parallel with that official activity, there are so-called groups of scientists, and of course they're not in fact scientists, these are Marxists from the political extreme left who pretend that they are scientists. And what they are trying to do is to raise the profile of the Cancun talks by suggesting all sorts of lunatic measures like forced resettlement of populations, concentration camps almost, as you rightly said. This is the kind of thing some of them have been talking about. And the latest notion, which appeared in the Telegraph today, food rationing in the West. And of course, these are all measures which socialists and communists will be well familiar with, but which people who live under free markets tend to not go along with. And there's no doubt that this scene setting is a deliberate attempt, first of all, to raise the profile of the Cancun talks, but also by stating things far more extreme than Cancun will actually get round to doing, to try and make whatever comes out of Cancun seem reasonable so that we almost breathe a sigh of relief when the world government takes over. So it's a very careful piece of news management. But underlying all this, there is no basis in science for spending a single cent on trying to make global warming go away. Absolutely no basis for it. There has been a continuing and now rapidly increasing stream of papers in the scientific peer-reviewed literature. You will probably not have seen a single one of them reported in any of the mainstream news media, making it quite plain that there is no longer any basis for alarm about the climate. And I recently went to the World Federation of Scientists annual seminar on planetary emergencies held at Erice, a wonderful medieval monastic village in Sicily. And there were 250 of some of the world's most eminent scientists, including several climatologists. And there were five of us who did presentations saying the climate wasn't going to be a problem, and each producing scientific research to show that. And only two who said the opposite. And the two who said the opposite didn't have any original scientific research to share. They merely parroted the results of the UN's climate panel, the IPCC, trying to claim that you will get very large amounts of warming. But in fact, you won't. I talked to Professor Richard Lindzen of MIT, who knows more about the atmosphere than anybody else alive, and I said to him, Richard, it's a very interesting conference, this, because here we've got a supposed, you know, so-called consensus, which is actually against the consensus we're told exists in the outside world. I said, what's going on here? He said, it's very simple. Only a few dozen scientists and researchers worldwide have ever worked on the question, how much global warming will we get if we add CO2 to the atmosphere? All the rest are simply taking the figures they're given by the few who have worked it out, and they said, if it's this figure, then it's all going to be terrible.
Well, Lord Monckton, I mean, if I can interrupt for a moment, specifically, though, you are of the great field of people out there resisting this fraud and this tyranny, the most prominent, the most accurate, reading scienceandpublicpolicy.org years ago, interviewing you extensively last year, where you laid out all of their specific frauds, their specific reports. They put out reports in mainline newspapers calling for your arrest. You called the glaciation issues in the Himalayas with precision that it was just a fraud made up. You called, from A to Z, exactly what their fraud was. And now in the last year, we had the one-year anniversary of the kickoff of ClimateGate just last week. It has all come out, but they've spun it with Pachauri in the New York Times saying, we're sorry, we got it wrong, it was a mistake. But we know it wasn't a mistake. It is a hoax of hoaxes for them to beat this drum that no scientist disagrees. There is a total consensus when we know the consensus is on the other side saying it's a fraud. So it would seem that they would have to be dead in the water, but they're not. California has passed the carbon tax. The city of Austin has passed it. Areas of Europe are engaging in it. Can you go over some of the frauds that have taken place? And where you see this group of tyrants in their attempt to seize the global economy and set up their world government, who's winning the ball game?
There's no doubt on the science, the tyrants have lost. That's why I say this key central point, which I will just finish because it's a very important one, is that of those who, this tiny few dozen who have worked on the question how much warming we get, the ones that do it by playing with Xbox 360s and PlayStations, and they do it on the, you know, on sort of computer games, computer models, they are the ones that say we've got a problem, but they're not dealing with the real world. All the ones who do it, as I do, by measurement and observation, and then thinking about what we've measured and observed, we are saying, no, there isn't a problem. Yes, you'll get some warming, but it simply won't be enough to worry about. And so far, it is we who are being proved right. The main fraud, which they still try to get away with, is that temperatures are rising at a terrible rate. And just earlier this year, I had a guy from the BBC onto me. He said, what questions would you put to Professor Jones at the University of East Anglia, right at the heart of this climate gate thing? He's the guy that was producing the sort of trumped up temperature records for the world. And he was right at the heart of this conspiracy, and he was then saying, let's all destroy our data so nobody can check it. He was saying this in emails to some of his scientific colleagues, this extraordinary man. But he was then interviewed, because it all came out in public as a result of climate case. And so the BBC put to him a question that I had given to him. I simply said, has there been any statistically significant warming since 1995? And his answer was, no, not really. He said there has been just a little, but it's barely significant at best. And so here we are now getting the truth, because I told the BBC what the right question was to ask. So all this stuff about how the world is heating up at an unprecedented rate, all of that we now know not to be true. And in fact, at each stage, the climate left, the climate Marxist, the climate extremist, call them what you will, are being forced back and forced back from their original positions. First of all, they were saying we could measure the increase of temperature at the surface, then that didn't happen. Then they said, well, but it'll all be happening in the upper air, about 6 miles up above the tropics. It should warm three times as fast up there as it does down here. And then we checked 50 years of temperature records for the upper troposphere in the tropics and found there had been no such tripling of the surface warming rate. That meant it wasn't man-made warming that was happening. Then they said, well, the warming must be going somewhere, because actually, you know, they had to admit that there hasn't really been much in the way of warming over the last 15 years since this topic became exciting in the public print. And so now they're saying, well, the warming must be hiding in the deep oceans, waiting to come out and catch us all by surprise. The fact is, the arguments they're now trying to produce to make it look as though we still have a problem are wearing very thin, even on their own ears. Now, you mentioned the Himalayas recently. It's now been admitted that they lifted the story about all the Himalayan ice disappearing in the next 25 years from a report by a Marxist journalist quoting an environmental activist friend of his. It wasn't a scientific report. It wasn't peer-reviewed. It wasn't published in any journal. That is the kind of material which the IPCC, the UN's climate panel that we entrust with getting this stuff right, is using and then saying that this is the sort of material we have to pay attention
to. Yes, Lord Monckton.
For months, Pachauri was saying there's nothing wrong with this. Indeed, the Himalayan ice really will be gone. Anybody who said it isn't, he said, is a climate denier and is putting the planet at risk. And now he's had to eat crow and admit that he got it wrong. Why didn't he do that a whole lot sooner?
And there's been dozens of these, but I mean, specifically, I get these emails, I watch television, I see the globalist relishing when they talk about we have peer-reviewed journals, you don't, when it's a lie. We have almost all the real peer-reviewed journals. They just make up fantastical frauds and they relish going over these. But in the time we have left,
yeah,
I specifically want to get into what's coming up at this conference that you're going to be reporting for us on, graciously, from Cancun, Mexico, and how we, the American people and others listening all over the world, how we ensure that this scheming group of people seeking to seize control of the global economy, how do we ensure that they are defeated?
Right. The first thing that your listeners should do, and you should do it immediately, I mean in the next 24 hours, is to get in touch with your congressmen and your senators and say to them that Fred Upton, who is a rhino, a Republican in name only, should not be appointed the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Now the Republicans have taken control of it, because Fred Upton is a true believer in the whole global warming rubbish. He votes with the Democrats on this as on practically everything else. If he takes control of that committee, vast amounts of damage can be done, and indeed the world might yet find itself going under a climate tyranny, a world government. And that one appointment is, in my view, that what could make the difference between keeping the freedom, prosperity, and democracy of the West and losing it. The candidates against Fred Upton are Joe Barton, the current ranking member of the committee on the Republican side. He's a very wonderful man from Texas. I know him well, love him dearly. He's a terrific piece of work, really magical man. And he, by rights, should get this. There's another one called Representative Shimkus, who's also a candidate. He would be very good. I think Joe Barton would probably be better, but Shimkus would be very nearly as good. Either of those would be perfectly acceptable as chairman of that committee. But Fred Upton, who is not reflecting the opinion of the Republican Party on this or many other issues, he would be a disaster, and he might work with the Democrats to see to it that somehow we got Congress to start legislating in this area, where at the moment it has failed to do so. So get on to your senators and your congressmen and tell them it mustn't be Upton. It mustn't be Upton.
Also, the alternative media that's now beginning to displace the corporate prostitute media, we need to really report on what's coming up in the next 2 weeks.
That's absolutely right, because the next thing is there is already a treaty in draft. It no longer contains quite such explicit and open admissions that they're trying to set up a world government as previous treaty drafts did. Nevertheless, it's now going to follow the approach that the EU took, the European Union. They did a little treaty here, a little treaty there, each one not adding too much to the one that previously happened. But by the time you've done 40 years of this, all our freedoms in Britain have gone. 5/6 of our laws are now made in Europe by people we don't elect. and only one-sixth made in Britain by people we do. That's how fast you can lose your freedoms if you have this kind of salami-slicing approach to setting up treaties. So very important, therefore, that you keep an eye on this process, because what Obama is going to try to do, he knows he can't get any treaty coming out of Cancun ratified in the Senate, not after the Republican landslide. There's no way he can get it ratified by a three-quarters majority of the Senate. What they will therefore try to do is to enact the Cancun agreement, not as a treaty, but either as US legislation, if they think they can get it through both houses. That would be difficult by a much smaller majority than the treaty would require, of course. Or he will use the EPA and the Democrat states like California to enact the legislation round the back. And that is what his plan is. And the people at Cancun know perfectly well that they can't therefore call the Cancun Accord anything like a treaty. If they call it a treaty, it has to go in front of the Senate where it will be defeated. So it
won't
be called a treaty.
Lord Monckton, we're almost out of time. I want to cover several other subjects. We know this move towards world government is not just coming out of the UN and the Club of Rome and these people that want to seize control of all energy production. We also know that the big central megabanks are involved in financing this, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. And a few weeks ago, in a debate in the U.K. House of Lords, Tory life peer Lord James Blackheath, and when we played the video here, said that a Foundation X apparently has offered to give the U.K. $5 billion right away. He said many other members of the House of Lords knew about it, but it had kept it secret. He has just learned of it. And basically, they're globalists who are offering to basically buy out the UK government. What do you make of this on the heels, sir, of the BBC that I have here with the headline "Irish Republic Banks for Sale" and their finance minister saying he is in favor of foreign banks owning Ireland? I mean, is this not a takeover?
Yes, it is a takeover and a very serious one, and there's no doubt that the big banks, as you say, the mega banks, are right up to their necks in all of this. After all, Al Gore was on the board of Lehman Brothers. One of the reasons why they went bust is that he had put them into all this global warming stuff, and they lost a fortune on it. And so my advice to those mega banks is this is a scare which is so far collapsing that if you put any more of your clients' money or your own into this, you will lose it as financial institutions, and you will also lose more than that. You will lose your credibility with politicians and electorates, and you will find yourselves no longer being allowed to be mega banks. You'll be broken up into smaller pieces, so you can't endure this kind of, you can't impose this kind of policy on innocent people anymore just because you want to profit from whipping up fears of global warming that have no basis in reality.
Lord Christopher Monckton, have you heard, as a British lord, have you heard about this Foundation X?
I've heard stories of this kind, but I have no evidence either way, so I don't think I can say anything very detailed about it. There are several foundations that have that kind of money available. I have some idea of who they are. I know one or two of them are run by people who are true believers in the new religion of global warming, and that they might well make gestures of this kind. But, of course, $5 billion, it may sound a lot of money to an individual, but to a government like that, it's very, very tiny. So I don't think that you can buy a whole government with as little as $5 billion.
Yes, sir. Okay, I've got just a few final questions, and then we're going to let you go. You've been very nice to join us here today with the big tube strike going on in London that kept you from getting to your final destination. Continuing here from the Special Climate Change Program Executive Summary, the blueprint of this meeting that starts here in just a few days that you're about to get on an airplane and travel to in the next few days in southern Mexico there in the Yucatan Peninsula. They describe on page 6 a laundry list, an implementation of sustainable agriculture, livestock production system, the eradication of measures that encourage environmental degradation, that's any activity, and cause GHG, global greenhouse gas emissions.
Greenhouse
gas emissions, and it goes on. The implementation of relocation programs for human settlements and the infrastructure in high-risk areas, and the implementation of policies aimed at climate stability and sustainable development. I mean, is this not outrageous in how brazen it is?
Yes, it what they're trying to do is they're still trying to ignore the fact that the science has collapsed. That's why I spent a little bit of time on this program explaining why we know the science has collapsed. I did a very interesting experiment. I took the greenhouse gases as they were in 1950, as they are now. I worked out how much warming there should have been if the IPCC, the UN's climate panel, was right. There should have been 1.5 Celsius. There's only been 0.6. Using the UN's formula leads to a huge exaggeration, 2.5 times over in the amount of warming to be expected. Take away that exaggeration, you take away the problem.
But sir, we're almost out of time. We're almost out of time. We'll have more time next week. But does this not illustrate that it's nothing but a naked power grab, forced rationing, relocation of populations? I mean, these people have really tipped their hand. I know you've seen all the recent admissions where they talk about climate tyranny, and they're in the London Guardian and everywhere else admitting that it's an authoritarianism and saying it's good. Why are they so arrogant?
Because the penny hasn't dropped that the people won't stand for this very much longer. People are fed up with this interference in their freedoms. They're fed up with these people trying to take the world over at Cancun and Copenhagen and all these other places. And very soon, the politicians who go along with this are going to be flung out of office forever. It's already begun in America. America was the first. The Republicans came off the Kool-Aid 18 months ago, decided they didn't believe in the science of global warming anymore. They began with increasing confidence to say so. As a result, they won huge increase in the general election. I know it was only one of the factors, but it was an important one nevertheless. And that is going to happen with increasing frequency around the democratic world. Now, if the democratic world doesn't play, the rest of the world won't be able to play either. And this entire scare and all the nasty world government policies that go with it will come to a sticky and not untimely end.
All right, Lord Monckton, we'll be speaking to you next week sometime from Cancun at this criminal meeting. In 60-second closing, what are you planning to do when you're there? And I've seen some of the videos from other meetings. When they see you, they literally run, which again signifies the tide is turning.
That's right. There's no doubt the people who should debate me won't do so. The Cambridge Union Society, one of the premier debating societies in the world, invited me to speak a few weeks ago on the climate. They had to cancel because as soon as the people on the other side were told I was going to be there, they said they didn't want to come. They know that what they're doing is a lie. They know that it is indefensible. So all they try is personal attacks on those of us who dare to say it's indefensible. And they are now in open, rampant, cowering, cowardly retreat. This is the end.
All right. Science and publicpolicy.org, invaluable, true research. You are unrivaled in your defense of humanity on this climate fraud front. Lord Monckton, we'll talk to you next week.
God bless you and God bless America.
All right. God bless you. I tell you, on the front lines of the info war, this is the key to their takeover program to fund this international banking takeover. And you just heard it from Lord Monckton. We have got to continue to rout these people. We've been winning the battles on so many fronts. It's time to kick it into high gear. We are routing this scum at your local city councils, at your school board meetings. You go in with all the evidence it's a fraud, and you expose it, and you say, stop teaching the children that Santa Claus is real, and that if we don't bend over to government raping, that we're all going to die. Stop it. Stop the fraud. The next hour is coming up. I got a bunch of news on WikiLeaks, the North Korea situation, the economy. We'll open the phones up to 800-259-9231. But I wanted to tell you about a few of the great sponsors that make this transmission possible. One of them is Diamond Gusset Jeans. I want to tell you about this Made in America company. The website's Gusset, GUSSET.com/America. They have a whole bunch of incredible specials they're running right now. You've heard the commercial on the show, and I just love them. Made in America. Just type in the bundle and T-shirt size in the comment section when ordering in excess of $100 and receive 3 free gifts. So you can do a lot of your holiday shopping. Again, it's Made in America, super high-quality jeans. They have all sorts of jeans for men and women in all sizes, a lot of other great products. Check out all their latest specials at gusset.com/America or just go to gusset.com. Gusset.com/America and banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, it's good to start moving off the grid and not being under the globalist control. Great place to start is mysolarbackup.com. Their number is 877-327-0365. The globalists don't own the sun, and you can run your shack or, you know, your work shed or part of your house, or you can run your campsite with it, the solar panel, the controller, the battery system. Excellent, high-quality product. We've been promoting for over 3 years. Our listeners love it. For a free information package, give them a call, 877-327-0365. That's mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365, or three words together, mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com. Don't forget, until Christmas, we're running a special 5 months free right now at prisonplanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three. It is the 29th day of November 2010. Coming up at the 20-minute mark, we're going to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I specifically want to get into the clueless patsy set up by the FBI in Christmas tree bombing plot, Kurt Nemo. I want to get into the next debt crisis may start in Washington, Tony Blair is now saying. Some news on that front. Later in the hour, I want to get into this key report that I watched with horror yesterday in a hotel room in East Texas while I was visiting family, where they're telling us that Warren Buffett, Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner just love us, and they want to give billions of dollars to help us and our families. Of course, when you actually study what they're doing, it's a nightmare, and it ties into the austerity. The whole thing was we got to raise taxes on the rich. Meanwhile, the mega-rich are already offshore, and their money's tax-free. I mean, it's such a scam. I mean, it's so sick to watch them. But that's why ABC News and others have almost no credibility. I mean, even with the brain dead out there. So that is coming up. I want to get your take on just the quickening that's happening with the North Korea situation, with the Iran situation, with WikiLeaks. I've got this really exciting TSA news that we're also going to be covering. Very exciting things on that front. And we'll cover that as soon as we come back in the next segment. But right now, let's get into this. This is from Infowars.com. And we'll actually put this article on screen and show you the patsy. Now, the government will lie so completely, we don't even know if this is true. Remember Hatari Militia? Turned out the feds were leading the group and set them up, and they weren't planning anything violent. You know, one of the members said, someday, if this keeps happening, we'll have to, you know, defend ourselves from the New World Order. But with this guy, it's the same story that we've seen a million times. If you want to be technical, hundreds of times. 1993, FBI cooks the bomb, trains the drivers, lets the bombing go forward. They literally found two guys on welfare who were almost retarded, according to their welfare department records. I mean, literally, the FBI had to teach them how to drive the car, and they let the bombing go forward. And that came out CBS News and New York Times. You get Major Hassan at Fort Hood. He's protected. There's a drill. He's talking to Anwar al-Awlaki for 2 years. Al-Awlaki's hanging out at the Pentagon protected. Al-Awlaki's running the shoe bomber. Al-Qaeda gives him the shoes, but no detonator. You don't light plastic explosives. Same thing with the Times Square. Same thing with all of them, with the underwear bomber. Drugged out, witnesses said, got on the plane with no passport. State Department admits an unnamed U.S. agency ordered him to help him get on the plane. This all came out. So they got drugged out idiots, lunatics, Muslim extremists. The government brings them in here as fast as they can. Whenever embassies flag them, like with the 9/11 hijackers, they're ordered, let them in. That's their cover. They're really U.S. government agents. That's mainstream news. I mean, this is all hiding in plain view. So you got pure patsies that think they're working for the government that get set up, like 7-7 and 9-11. You get other cases where they're drugged out mental patients they get on planes. You got other cases like the first World Trade Center bombing 93 and this situation with the Christmas tree bomber where they go out and they find just completely out of their mind lunatic America haters. Okay? And what's the government do? They got giant programs just to bring these people in as fast as they can. Clueless patsy set up by FBI and Christmas Day tree bombing plot. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. They not only hate us and our freedom, but also our Christmas trees. Or at least that's what the FBI and cops in Oregon would have you believe. The FBI thwarted an attempted terrorist bombing in Portland, a Pioneer Courthouse Square before the city's annual tree lighting Friday night, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Oregon. And I will hand it to the U.S. Attorney's Office. At least they just found a lunatic to justify their existence and didn't actually cook a real bomb and then let him blow it up. Now, this could have been because other cops found out about it. That happens a lot, and then they go ahead and call it off. But because a lot of the time, they go ahead and blow stuff up. But at least the cops didn't commit the full crime of actually bombing something. Cooking this guy a real bomb. Stay there. We're going to come right back. I mean, it's every month we hear about this in Chicago, in D.C. I mean, they go out and find these lunatics. Deport these people.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, continuing Clueless Patsy set up by FBI and Christmas tree bombing plot, Infowars.com. And as I said before the break, it's the same thing over and over again. Anwar al-Awlaki's running the shoe bomber with no detonator. Al-Qaeda can pull off these incredibly devastating attacks, but then doesn't know to put a detonator in plastic explosive. You cannot light plastic explosive and make it detonate. They know that. A totally drugged out, low-grade moron. 1993, guys on welfare, close to mentally retarded, that came out in the news. FBI cooks the bomb, trains the driver. Major Hassan, in contact with Anwar al-Awlaki, who we know works for elements of the Pentagon, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. He's talking to Hassan, telling him what to do for 2 years, left alone, the government knows. Underwear bomber, same story, same people. Pentagon, CIA, help him get on the plane. State Department admits it. Now, this guy, for months, he thinks he's emailing training camps. He's really talking to the FBI. They come. They help him. They build it. I mean, as soon as he said, let's blow stuff up, boom, arrest him right there, deport him. No. No. No, they don't do that. They help him with his plan to bomb the Christmas tree and then bust him minutes before the tree lighting. This 19-year-old Somali-born U.S. citizen had a little help from the FBI. The arrest was the culmination of a long-term undercover operation during which he had been monitored for months as his alleged bomb plot developed. In a repeat of the now familiar pattern, the FBI told him they were building the bomb. They went so far as to travel to a remote spot in Lincoln County, Oregon, where a bomb concealed in a backpack was detonated as a trial run for the upcoming Christmas tree attack. That way they can show the bomb being detonated on the news later and scare you. The FBI eagerly assisted their clueless mark when he decided to shoot a video explaining his half-witted act. The half-wit and the FBI operative agreed to meet in Portland, where he allegedly told the FBI operative that he had written articles that were published in the Jihad Recollections, an online magazine that advocated holy war against American infidels and assorted Christmas revelers. His mentally disturbed fantasy, fueled by the FBI's, is reminiscent of the Christmas Day non-bombing attributed to Nigerian Abdullah Mutallab, who is, it was said, planned to take down an airliner over Detroit in spectacular fashion by lighting his underwear. According to the FBI affidavit, the underwear bomber absurd bomb plot began back in August of 2009. It goes through the same story of him being protected by the U.S. government. Ladies and gentlemen, I would never do this, but hypothetically, any of us could go out with $10,000, get to know a local schizophrenic, mentally ill person, and I'll guarantee you, you buy them enough drugs, enough whiskey, enough liquor, you can get them to walk into a police station and detonate a bomb. Guaranteed. I could march out of this door right now, and in a month, I guarantee you, I could find a lunatic on the streets of Austin. There's thousands of them, because they take care of the homeless here and invite them here, and so mentally ill from all over the country. Most of them are completely out of their gourd, are all over the streets, walking around like zombies, nobody really helping them, nobody getting them off the drugs. I guarantee you, anyone could do this, and it's always the same. Remember back in 2006, there was going to be a jihad of black Muslims that were going to wage war nationwide and overthrow the government? And it turned out they weren't even Muslims. They were Christian Rastafarian street kids, the oldest being 18, who were completely stoned out of their mind on marijuana and other drugs. The government, over 2 years, got them a warehouse, said, I'll give you more money and drugs if you wear a uniform. Say you're Muslims, but we're Christians. Say you are. I'll give you another $40,000 if you go videotape the Miami FBI office. All totaled, it was over $100,000 they gave this group of street youth. They weren't even Muslims. They told them, we'll give you more money. Say you're Muslims. What, a month and a half ago, it was all over mainstream news that the FBI set up Muslims in D.C., went out and found them, went out and created the group, tried to get them to blow up subways so they can sit up there on the news and say, we've got terrorists everywhere. We've got to have naked body scanners. We've got to have internal checkpoints, but leave the borders wide open. We've got to continue all these wars. I can't tell you how many times in the last 17 years of being a political activist, 15 years on air, that we'd be at a pro-Second Amendment rally. We'd be at a land rights rally. We'd be trying to help some veteran having their house taken. We'd all be out there polite at a demonstration, and plainclothes cops would walk over and go, hey, Alex, you want to blow something up? You want to shoot somebody? And if I would have just shot my mouth off and said, yeah, we ought to do something sometime, which I didn't. I said, no, I'm nonviolent. I would have been clapped in irons right there. Or if I'd have played along, they would have done. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you could go to 20 bars in the next week and find drunks who, if you go to the bar and talk about killing people, are going to agree with you. You could do it every night. You could go anywhere you wanted. I mean, how many people do you know? You know, we ought to just start stringing them all up. We ought to just line them up and firing squad this government. Boom, you're going to prison. And it's not because you're a real threat. It's because they want to create this illusion that there's this giant threat going on to sell this tyranny. And let me tell you, when they train your local police, when they train your local citizen squads, your tattletale spy squads, when they train the InfraGuard, when they train all these groups, and this is on record, in their training manuals that are public, they'll invite, in cases I've seen in a farming community, I've seen this in Nebraska, Texas, you name it, and the training manuals. I've seen the videos shot at these events. They invite them in, and it's a two-day event at a hotel. Sometimes the people even pay themselves to be there. Sometimes the government pays, or a local group sponsors it. You got the local farmers there, or in the cities, you know, it's the local community leaders. And they show them a two-minute video of Al-Qaeda training. For the next 2 days, it's all, watch your neighbor. Are they spanking their child? Do you smell marijuana? Does your neighbor have guns that are illegal? So, see, they get you the meeting. Okay, we're here to fight Al-Qaeda. Now, let's move on to disgruntled veterans and all the training of the Boy Scouts Explorer Group, New York Times, training to take on disgruntled veterans, training to kill them. You're like, well, those kids are 14. Well, that story was 2 years ago. Now they're 16. They're going to be 18 soon. The Hitler, you know, youth were 12, 13 out there holding off Russian tanks. You better take this serious. They want them because they're young and dumb. I mean, we know what this is. And so you better know, and the police know this, they're being trained to take on disgruntled vets, conservatives, libertarians. Now that's treason. This government is running the terrorist and protecting people like this lunatic trying to blow up the Christmas tree. Now, let's get to some good news here for people. Drudge Report has top linked to us all last week, all over the weekend, our story about women now who have, I don't want to get graphic, but women who are having that time of the month and have pads or tampons. When the scanner sees them, they feel them. I mean, that's mainstream news. He linked our article on that linked to other mainstream articles. They are now asking women, what is that? And the woman goes, are you joking? And one sexual assault victim, they were grabbing on it. They're like, what is that? I mean, what do you think it is, buddy? This is the humiliation. The good news is, though, there has been a total implosion of their system. We first started getting reports of this on Tuesday and Wednesday that people flying all over said that the machines aren't on. They're not doing pat-downs. It's like going back 10 years ago, everybody's just going through the metal detectors. What does that illustrate? It's not a real terror threat. They knew people were going to protest and bring it to a halt and show the power of the people, so they said, we're not going to fight. Sun Tzu, you know, art of war. If you're outnumbered, if you're going to lose, strategic withdrawal, strategic retreat. That's what they did, a strategic retreat. Rob Dew, Aaron Dykes, were out interviewing Russell Means for an upcoming eugenics film in the Dakotas. They had to fly back out of Denver. Same place Michelle and her daughters got groped by the TSA. All the machines off. In fact, I may get them in here in the last segment to tell the story for you, but the point is turned off. Then major newspapers, we've got them all linked in this article, a whole bunch of papers called and confirmed that they turned off almost all the machines nationwide. And it's not just PrisonPlanet.com that pointed this out today. Also, Politico did. I told Watson Friday to write this story on Monday, and he did. Over the weekend, Politico, New York Times, they concurred. The Drudge Report was the main catalyst, DrudgeReport.com, for this. And the headline is, but we were the blasting cap in the cartridge. The Drudge Report was the powder and the round, and the American people were the barrel that fired this salvo into the globalists in the info war. Drudge fought the TSA, and Drudge won, is our article. But let's first look at this New York Times article. A media false alarm over the TSA. David Carr, so he excoriates all the media. Now listen to this. If a squadron of mad scientists surrounded by supercomputers gathered in a laboratory to try to conjure a single news topic that would blow up large, they could not touch the TSA pat-down story. See? It isn't a squadron of mad scientists conjuring the biggest story ever. It was this radio show kicked off a month ago. Day after day, Drudge only carried our stories, then others picked up on it, feeding frenzy, and now they had to capitulate. I told you a month ago this was a key enemy weakness. You are now the squadron of mad scientists. How does it feel? See, the globalists have their mad scientists in media. They're mad they don't control what the issues are. They'd rather have us talking about Lindsay Lohan, not real issues, and they're mad. The New York Times is discredited.
Why the unions are big businessmen, and they're going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, and they want to grow it on the moon.
Finishing up with the latest chapter in the TSA, if the New York Times wonders why they've lost all credibility, these are the folks that helped lie about imaginary WMDs in Iraq. These are the people telling us the sky's falling if we don't pay Al Gore billions of dollars for the privilege to breathe, the oceans are going to rise and kill us. And this article goes on to admit that this story's super gigantic, but says it's all a fraud and that the TSA needs to stick their hands down our pants. I mean, it's just establishment tripe. If a squadron of mad scientists surrounded by supercomputers gathered in a laboratory to try to conjure a single news topic that would blow up large, they could not touch the TSA pat-down story. And it goes on to say it began with the Drudge Report. And then spread from there. And I talked to a lot of my crew who came up separately, Aaron Dykes and others, and said that over Thanksgiving with their families, and a lot of family that didn't even really know what their job is, all they wanted to talk about was the TSA and how much they can't stand it. Look, nobody likes it being barked at and having hands stuck down their pants or having to take out prosthesis or women. Here's the report. Sanitary towel prompts TSA grope to sexual assault victim. And then it links to the New York Times and all the cases of it. I mean, they literally call women aside and say, what's that? And the woman in front of everybody's got to say, well, I mean, it's a tampon. It's a maxi pad. I mean, this is a joke, people. What more will you put up with? It's like Ron Paul said last week. If we'll put up with this, we'll put up with anything. When is enough enough? When is enough enough? When is enough enough? When are we going to start realizing it's a fraud? The illegal aliens are above the law, folks. They get to drunk drive. They get to use fake IDs. They get to do whatever they want. But then Willie Nelson's arrested for some marijuana on his bus. That's like Santa Claus getting arrested for having some presents in his bag, you know, in the sleigh. A guy in Florida gets arrested for blocking, putting his hands over his face while police beat him for no reason. That's confirmed on the video. And with a straight face, they say, yeah, we're charging him. I mean, it's crazy. Foreign bankers get to steal tens of trillions of dollars. They never get in trouble, but Willie Nelson gets to go to jail. The government, local, state, federal, gets to break laws constantly and just be above the law. You know, I was listening to the radio this morning and saw it in the news of up in McKinney, Texas, a teacher spanks the kids with a paddle. And they now are talking about, well, they have suspended her. Will she get fired? And the local talk show hosts were defending the paddlings. I've heard those very same talk show hosts talk about taking people's kids if their parents spank them. It's not illegal to spank your children. But how does the government suspend a teacher over paddling people, but then there's no discussion of the person even going to jail when the government will come and arrest parents who paddle their children? When there's not even a law that you can't paddle, you can't cause physical harm. You can certainly discipline them. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, back when people did get paddled by their teachers, I remember in first grade at public school, not doing what I was told, and a few times being taken in the teacher's office and shown a paddle. And the third time that I didn't do what I was told, a few months later, I was given a paddling. And believe me, I didn't do it anymore. I mean, how did we go from 31 years ago, Alex Emmerich Jones getting paddled in the first grade? But let me tell you, the coaches figured out, who were also the principals and teachers in Rockwall, they figured out real fast that I didn't care about being paddled. I was afraid of being run. But because I was in sports, they were allowed to run me. And let me tell you, running me up and down the bleachers till I threw up outside at the sports stadium. You know, instead, oh, no, no. We let the kids all go crazy, and then the police come and taser them and take them to a juvenile facility where older youth rape them. See, instead of paddling people and running them till they throw up, because humans are just like dogs. That's why we get along with dogs. And a dog doesn't respect you when it's a puppy until you have placed it in its place, until you have let it know. And you can paddle it with a newspaper that isn't even painful, but it's the act of domination. Then it respects you and does what you say and appreciates it. But by the time that dog grows up to be 2 years old, you can beat it with a 2x4. It's not going to listen to you. And the social engineers knew this. They know that. They train people not to do discipline when we're little, so we turn into animals later, and we got to have a big police state to deal with it. But that's the double standard in government.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's get to your phone calls as promised. Just, again, so much is happening. So much is going on with the economy. I want to hit some more of that. But the report up at prisonplanet.com and also linked on the Drudge Report is so important. Drudge fought the TSA and Drudge won. And the article goes on to say that we all won together. But this is just another signpost, another mile marker that the mainstream corporate prostitute media is becoming less and less relevant every single day. Ryan in South Dakota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I just had a couple of quick things here. First of all, thanks for that email this morning. I got an email from you about 7 o'clock about this here hacker. And I was one of those guys here that got was sent an email from this hacker, and I kind of quickly read through it.
Look, sir, I mean, this is happening to everybody, and this stuff's happened to Google, it's happened to Apple, it's happened to all sorts of folks, and it's because people are so, so incredibly upset, and that's why we don't talk about a lot of the stuff that goes on, Ryan. So what I'll do is I'll get your number, and I'll call you off air if you want to specifically get into stuff that's going on, but we'll put you on hold, and I'll get your number if you need to talk to customer service. But yeah, there's just all sorts of crazy stuff going on around here, and I appreciate your call. Get that from him, John. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I have I'm just wondering, we got to push for this S-510 bill. We can't let them take away our right to food. I was thinking on a few angles on it. One, if they start putting all sorts of nonsense, animal things, bug things in there, the Jews should be going crazy on this. How can you have kosher food anymore? And the Christians should be going crazy on this, because what about, taking away our right to, buy or sell type of thing?
Well, that's right. I mean, meanwhile, the FDA is approving GMO salmon that's part other fish and insect. It shouldn't even be able to be called salmon. It should be called, cloned hybrid creature. Chimera is what its true name is. And instead of that, they're moving to not even let you know it's GMO. It's like when corn is part insect. It should be called insect corn. But meanwhile, they want to take over all the farms and ranches and not let you even can your own food, when all the big agri problems are from big mega agri farms, not the small farms. It's about a total clampdown on society.
One thing, I also had an idea. Why not link three stories together, these three bills, the 510, the one for obliterating our rights on the Internet, and also obliterating our rights to stop these banks from the fraudulent things, and put it together, something like how the Democrats are trying to obliterate their party from ever coming back, and some sort of fascism, something like that. Maybe they'll get the idea that passing these bills is totally suicidal for the entire party.
Well, it is, and I appreciate your call. Great points, George. Look, what's happening in the U.S. is happening all over the world in every other country. It's just different nations are at different stages. And what you see happening in Greece and in Ireland, with total takeover by foreign banks of their entire country, their government, their taxes being raised, their benefits being cut, that's now coming to the U.S. with the announcement that veterans are going to have their insurance cut, veterans are going to have their pensions cut, government employees are going to have their pay frozen, which, again, sounds reasonable. The government is too big. But you start with the mega bankers. That's the lion's share. You don't fix that, nothing's fixed. And I am for cutting government jobs, period. I am for freezing government wages, including Congress. But it's a stunt if you don't go after the banks. Now, not giving the veterans health care when they signed the agreement and they were supposed to get it, that is wrong, and I'm against it. But again, the average neocon or liberal will be like, oh, I bought phone cards for vets to call home on the holidays. Oh, I put a flag out front my house. Okay, great. How about you really do something? How about you really speak out about what's happening to the veterans, okay? Not just put window dressing on it. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in South Carolina. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's Michelle.
I'm sorry, Michelle. I'm looking way across the room.
That's okay. I really have a desperate plea here, because I've been an info warrior since the beginning of the year. My eyes were opened by the H1N1 thing. You said, go look at the pamphlet. I looked at the pamphlet. I was shocked. I'm known now around my town as the town crazy conspiracy
theory. Yeah, you know how to read the H1N1 flu shot insert that admits it can give you brain disorders, Guillain-Barré, cancer, and hurt your fertility. Man, you actually read the insert on a drug package. This is horrible. This
yes,
is
sir.
So incredibly terrible. Man,
yeah,
you're some kind of dangerous nut. I mean, wow.
Well, since then, I've got movies. I've been spreading them around. I've got all your stickers plastered on the back of my car. I get some good, some bad from that, whatever. I live very close to a very large tourist area in the United States, right by the coast. And during the summertime, there was no geoengineering stratospheric aerosol spraying here. About 2 weeks after school started, they started hammering us with this daily. First, they were doing it in the middle of the day. Then they started doing it at night and early in the morning. The beginning of October, my daughter started having seizures. And we have no history of seizure disorder.
Oh.
In my family.
Oh, Michelle, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, Michelle, you can pull it up. Just type into the search engine disorders of the brain, neurological disorders skyrocketing. They're now saying, oh, it's normal to get Alzheimer's when you're 25. It's normal to have narcolepsy. And they admit the shots are doing that. There's all sorts of bizarre spraying, all sorts of chemicals in the water. We are being soft killed. And I'm so sorry to hear that. How old is your daughter?
She's 13. And
good Lord.
She's having 2 to 3 seizures a day.
Oh my God.
And they've got her on medication, but it's not working. I went to the neurologist with her and I said I wanted her tested for heavy metals, and he almost threw me out of the office.
Yeah, no, they're not allowed to check for heavy metals or what could actually do it. The doctors have been federalized to a great extent. More and more, they're only allowed to prescribe drugs. They're never allowed to actually, it's like young girls going into puberty now as young as age 3, women having babies at 8 or 9 or 10 years old now. They're supposed to go in about 13 on average. They admit it's the bisphenol A. When they go to the medical doctors, they will not say get off bisphenol A or hormone-laced food. They tell them, we're going to give you hormones now to mask the other hormone, and then it causes all sorts of disorders. Has your daughter taken a lot of vaccines?
She did get the H1N1 before I found out about it at school. And
yeah, it can cause an autoimmune. Well, it causes wait, the school didn't ask you?
They asked me, yes, but I at that time was a sheep and thought it was good.
So she's now having seizures and she's 13.
Yes, sir, and we don't know the cause. My doctor, the neurologist has admitted he doesn't know the cause, but he refuses to check her for heavy metals. I've had to go to her family doctor and basically beg to get
Well, ma'am, they've got all sorts of good clinics that have got nurse practitioners but also doctors over them, and you just go in and say, I've read we might want to have her tested for heavy metals. You just pay, they take her blood and do it. The issue is, it's the mercury, and I don't know her particular case, but a lot of times, the mercury, this is admitted, it goes through the blood-brain barrier because it's injected directly in, and the other adjuvants, the aluminum and other things, cause an autoimmune response. And Dr. Blaylock, we've got a video that will come out this week. It was ready last week, but it's coming out in the next few days. Dr. Russell Blaylock video. He's got stuff on his Blaylock wellness site on ways to detoxify. Also, you can try to stop inflammation. Is your daughter a big meat eater?
Yes. We eat meat, like normal Americans.
All right, we'll try to get her as much fish oil as you can. You can get the types that are mercury-free. But fish oil, you want to get her, because the brain is 70%+ water, but of the solid part, the 25% or so, it's almost completely cholesterol. And so low cholesterol diets actually lower IQ and overall brain functioning. A lot of folks that have epilepsy know this, and they're told to eat, diets of high in certain key fats to boost brain density. I don't want to get into medical issues. I'm not a doctor, but I've read the reports. I would try to detoxify. Is she eating any MSG? It's an excitotoxin. Is she eating any breath mints or regular sugar gum that has aspartame?
No, I have since learned about those and stopped with that. We're on total bottled water that I make sure is is, you know, the osmosis that doesn't have any of the fluoride or anything in it. But I just, as a closing statement here, I just want to say that I own What in the World Are They Spraying. I've been showing it to everybody I know, and anybody out there that knows anybody that can stop this stratospheric aerosol spraying, please, please stop this. We've got to stop this. It's hurting our children.
Well, that's the plan. God bless you. I'm so sorry to hear that. They are spraying aluminum dioxide on us. It's killing the plants. Aluminum all over the world is going off the charts in the soil samples, and we're all being murdered right now, slowly. And it's the eugenicists that are running the show. God bless you. Very hard to hear that call, Michelle, but we'll continue to try to warn people about what's happening. That's why it was so sick when I know that Bill and Melinda Gates fund eugenics. I know they fund forced vaccine programs. I watched on the TV show on ABC yesterday, Gates with this maniacal smile giving an oral polio vaccine to a child, went on record that UN program in Asia, Africa, and Latin America in the last year has been caught giving children weaponized live polio. And he was like, you know, on the show, just with this weird smile, putting it in an Indian child's mouth. I know his dad headed up Planned Parenthood. I know he's a eugenicist. I know Ted Turner's said get rid of 80% of the useless feeders. He was on the show. What a great humanitarian he is. I know they put their money in tax-free foundations, so they're only giving the profits. It's just so sick. I have a 13-page transcript here, and there's just all these sickening quotes. Buffett is giving more than 15% of his money to foundations started by his three children and his late wife. They tackle issues like the environment, family planning, education, and human rights. Yeah, the environment, taking over your property. Family planning, abortion, sterilization, education. That's corporatization of education, total takeover. Human rights, promoting police state. Bill Gates, this is a quote. Well, we looked around and saw the greatest miracle that had happened for everybody on Earth is the health had improved. It not only saved lives, it reduced sickness. Let kids be able to learn, but then also let stabilize the population wherever good health was created. Vaccines lowering population. Again, this is just for the public. But remember the Times of London headline earlier this year. Elite meet in secret meeting to discuss overpopulation. In fact, will you throw that up on screen, guys? So when they're really meeting, that's what it's all about. Here's Turner. Because I want to set a good example, President of Rwanda has passed a rule that on the third Saturday of each month, the entire country has to go out from 8 to 11 and pick up trash, including him and the cabinet of Rwanda. They all go out and pick up trash in Rwanda. It's just as clean as a country as Switzerland. So, forced compulsory service like in the Soviet Union. And it just goes on and on from there. But the whole thing starts with, the rich want to raise taxes on the rich. What they don't tell you is, they're the ones making money out of the derivatives, especially Buffett. He's part of the big six banks with Wells Fargo's one of the six. So they want your tax money. It goes offshore. He pointed out he's only paying 14% tax. Why am I paying 40 then? Because only these billionaires are allowed to do this. There it is, billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation. And it goes on to say that America's richest people met in secret. See, that's what they're really doing when you read the real literature, but it's sold to the public of, look what they're doing. And they've got churches all over the town where I live raising money to give it to Bill and Melinda Gates. I mean, he admits they're coming out with mosquitoes that give you vaccines so you don't have a choice. And pharmacological crops where it's in the crops. It was so horrible talking to Michelle, but if we don't talk about this, it's just going to get worse. And neurological disorders, I mean, they're just off the chart. I saw a report over the weekend. My dad showed it to me. Mainstream news, AP, that they're saying by 2020, half of America will have diabetes. Folks, Americans ate more sugar and crud 20 years ago than they eat now. It's the additives. CNN admits that most fast food has silicone in it. You know what silicone does to your kidneys, your liver? I mean, if you're going to blow your liver out, might as well do it on Jack Daniels and enjoy yourself. I mean, it's bonkers, okay? Bonkers. Damon in South Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
I prefer Evan Williams myself. I talked to you about a month ago when we were talking about the backscatter scanners, and you were going to go to me at the end of the show, and we had some technical difficulties. But what I wanted to follow up with you on is I think they're going to warm these backscatter scanners back up real soon. I'm a medical dosimetrist. I work in, with radiation all day long, taking care of cancer patients. And basically, a couple points I want to share with you. One, these TSA workers, they don't have a clue when it comes to delivering radiation or the machines that go with it. And if they start really upping the usage of these things, all you got to do is have one of those buttons stick where they zap you, and, you know, you're going to be getting dosed standing in that little chamber, and they're not even going to know what's going on, and they're going to cook someone right there. That's what it's going to take, is for someone to just completely get fried because they're like, oh, the image won't work.
And by the way, New York Times even admitted massive brain tumors confirmed from MRIs, and people's hair is falling out everywhere because there's no regulation now, and they're coming out with super high-powered ones, and they're sticking.
I mean, in every state, you need a license to cut hair, but you're going to let some schmuck at $10 an hour at the TSA blast you with radiation, and it's for your safety and, you know, the name of preventing terrorism.
Ooh, right? That's beautifully said. You got to have a license to sell lemonade or cut hair, but you got people, you know, these near minimum wage federal minions sticking their hands down your pants.
I mean, TSA admits they hire the first, if they need to fill 20 positions, they hire the first 20 applicants. You know,
it's in the news. Mainstream news reports they're hiring sexual assaulters and stalkers. That's who they want.
They're doing a great job vetting these people, I'll tell you what. Now, listen, here's my other point. You can buy man-made crystals that are used by these radiation monitoring companies. All my coworkers and I have to wear these badges that show how much exposure we get every month because people who work with radiation are allowed to get a little bit more than the general public, okay? And they're called optically stimulated luminescence. So little man-made crystals that if you expose them to radiation and then you develop it kind of like a film afterwards, it'll tell you exactly what kind of dose you get. Well, I'm traveling to Europe this winter with my wife, and what I'm planning on doing is getting some of these, and they're really small. And I'm going
to
take
stay there. I want to hear about this. Wow, always great taking calls. Stay there, Damon. I'm going to come back to you and try to jam in a few other calls. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Issue is I've had radiologists on the show. They've had top radiologists in literally hundreds of newspapers. Janet Napolitano, what, a few weeks ago was in the news saying John Hopkins says it's safe. And then I went and saw AP and AFP with the head of the John Hopkins radiology department, Dr. Love, saying this stuff is incredibly dangerous. I mean, they just completely lie. I mean, they even source people who said the opposite. It's like Al Gore saying no one questions global warming. There's a total consensus. It's not true. None of it is true. And the issue is you can only get so much radiation in your life. And if you're a frequent flyer, the doctors are on record. This is bad. Finish up your point about the luminescent crystals. You're going to try to get a reading off of it.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to order some of these, and I'm going to just do my own little personal study here. And if they put me through it, and I'm going to get scanned going over, and I'm also going to be over in the former Soviet Union, so if they have them over there, I'm going to see what they're dosing people with, and then get them developed, and then get a true reading. Because the TSA website says that it gives 10 microrem per dose, per scan, which, you know, the problem with that is, you know, they don't give the, because they don't figure the public will know about it, they don't give all the information as they're coming up with that number, like your skin dose versus your eye dose. I mean, your eyes, I mean, you'll get cataracts after a certain amount of, you know, 200 centigrade, you know, to your lenses can lead to cataracts. And that doesn't happen overnight. That takes over years.
Sure, that's why people that work in reactors that are or nuclear subs get it. Even though it's supposedly shielded, it gives you cataracts. But it's worse than that. It came out, even in the New York Times, that it's 20 to 50 times, depending on the machine, what they'd previously said. And they're just completely lying about this. Plus, I've seen the TSA release photos. Have you noticed that when it shows the hands, you can see the bones?
Yeah. These images are not something where you're getting some little light dose. They're totally full of it. And they're not counting on someone like me to be awake, you know, after listening to someone like you and that data. The important point here is this. They say that the dose you get from the scan is equal to about 2 minutes of flight time at altitude. But what you have to understand is that, you know, 10 microrem is about 1,000th of the allowable dose for the year. So if you take it numbered that way, well, if you're on a, like, I'm going to be on a 10-hour flight over to Europe. So every 2 minutes, if I'm getting 10 microrem at altitude, then, you know, all you got to do is rack up enough minutes of that, and you've met your annual allowance as a member of society, not a radiation worker. And they're dosing you with those scanners every time to get on and off the plane now. Getting off the plane is ridiculous, but to get on, and at the end of the day, it's just like they're just juicing you up the radiation. And anybody who's studied radiation or works in a radiation field knows the rule is as low as reasonably achievable. And they haven't caught any terrorists in the last 9 years, and these X-ray scanners aren't going to help anymore either.
Listen, we're out of time. You ought to make a YouTube video, Damon. You're very articulate. You've got the facts. We need radiologists and people that work in radiology to all make YouTube videos, to write articles. It'll be up on the Drudge Report and other places. When the people start being heard, there's nothing the globalists can do to stop us, whether it's on the banking takeover or on all these wars they're cooking up, or this power grab of the farms, the ranches, the internet, the wanting to cut the veterans' health care, stealing their pensions. I mean, it's all happening. And I'm sorry to Joe and Ronnie and Roxanne and Matt and others. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We got a lot of other big guests coming up this week. And just God bless you all. We'll continue to watch North Korea and everything else that's happening. Key information coming up right now in retransmission.